Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! See you guys later, said Benny as he got off the school bus. It was a beautiful day, and school had just ended. Benny just got off the bus. He was so excited to go inside and hang out with his spy partner, Leppy the leopard gecko. As he walked inside, Leppy met him at the door.
Benny, you won't believe what happened.
What? What happened? Asked Benny.
You see, we got a message from the mayor, and he needs our help.
Oh, the mayor. He's really nice. What does he need us to do?
The message says that there's purple ninjas that just came into town last night, and they did something terrible,
said Leppy.
The mayor just needs to see you fast, so hurry up and get to town.
Okay, Leppy, we'll grab your things. Let's go.
I'm just gonna stay here for now. I'll let you know if I hear anything else from HQ.
Sounds good, Leppy. Benny raced down to the city hall to meet with the mayor. When he arrived, he asked to speak with the mayor. They let him right in. The mayor said,
Benny, I'm so glad you made it. You see, the purple ninjas came last night and did something terrible.
Remember, Benny had been hearing a lot about purple ninjas recently. Since purple ninjas were on Dr. Stinky Breath's team, they were always looking to cause chaos.
Holy smokes! What did the purple ninjas do now?
He asked the mayor.
You won't believe it. They took everything from the donut stores. All the donuts. Every single one.
Oh no! Benny shouted.
Not the donuts!
Benny really liked donuts, so he took this personally.
I can't let those purple ninjas get away with this. We've got to stop them.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll get right on it. So as Benny left, he started to think of all those delicious donuts that he might never, ever eat again. Wouldn't that be so sad if the purple ninjas stole all the donuts? Oh, the cream-filled ones, the sprinkles, and the chocolate, and oh, they're so good. Oh, I gotta stop thinking about donuts, because that's not gonna help. We gotta focus on finding clues to help catch the purple ninjas. It was pretty easy for Benny to get all caught up in thinking just about donuts. I don't know about you, but that sometimes happens to me, too. Alright, we gotta find some clues, and I think the first place to go is to the donut store! Dun, dun, dun! Benny ran down the street as fast as he could towards the nearest donut store and walked right in. And sure enough, everything was missing. Not a single donut anywhere. And he asked the donut cook,
Mr. Donut Man, are you back there? What happened here?
The donut man was sitting behind the cabinet, sitting on the floor, crying.
Last night, the purple ninjas, they stole all my donuts!
Benny had never seen a grown-up cry about donuts before. It's kind of funny, but he knew donuts were really important. So he said,
Mr. Donut Man, it's going to be okay. We're going to get your donuts back, but I just need to know what happened.
You see, last night was just like a normal night. You know, I locked it up and then they...
It's okay, Mr. Donut Man. I really just need you to focus. Maybe even take a deep breath. Please don't cry. Just tell me what happened so that I can help you.
But the donut man couldn't stop.
He was so upset. All he could do was just point at a video screen over there. And it looked like, oh, those are some security cameras that Benny could look at to see what exactly happened last night.
The donut man was still sitting on the floor, and he just couldn't stop crying. So I guess he wanted Benny to look at the video and see what happened. Sure enough, holy smokes.
Whoa, look at that.
Benny was watching the screen as he saw two purple ninjas drop out of the ceiling.
What? That's not even a door. How do they even come through the ceiling? They just dropped right onto all the donuts. Oh no, is that a donut vacuum?
Yes, the purple ninjas had some kind of giant donut vacuum that was sucking up all the donuts into a giant bag.
Oh man, I kind of wish I had a donut vacuum. Well, I actually wish I had a donut bag full of...
Oh no, I gotta stop thinking about donuts again.
Do you ever find it hard to stop thinking about donuts? I definitely do. I like donuts. I love sprinkles on chocolate donuts or cream fill. Anyway,
enough about donuts.
Benny, he looked up at the ceiling, and sure enough, there wasn't a door, but there were purple footprints on the ceiling. What could those be from? The purple footprints went right across the whole ceiling to the window.
Holy smokes. Since when can purple ninjas climb on the ceiling? I didn't know they could do that. That's crazy.
Benny looked out the window, and sure enough, there was a trail of purple footprints outside. Do you think he should follow them?
Yeah, I agree. He definitely should.
So Benny said bye to the donut man, who was still sitting on the floor crying, raced out the door to the back of the building where the window was. Sure enough, there it was, that trail of purple footprints. It's funny, I don't remember purple ninjas always leaving purple footprints behind. Interesting. So as he followed the footprints all the way into the forest, he found something that the footprint stopped right in front of. It looked like a tree, but in fact, it was not your ordinary tree. There was a little hole on the tree, and above it, it looked like a button. So Benny pushed the button,
and there was a door on the tree that opened.
Holy smokes, I think we're getting closer, said Benny. He grabbed his walkie-talkie to radio back to Leppy.
Shh! Hey, Leppy, I think I found where the purple ninjas are hiding.
Shh! Roger that. I'm tracking your location now. I'll send out a report to HQ now. Over and out.
Shh!
Benny then walked into the door of the tree. He could smell donuts.
I must be getting closer. Look, there's purple footprints. What was that?
That doesn't sound like a purple ninja laugh.
Those are frogmen. Holy smokes, have you ever heard of the frogman and his team?
Oh, they're dangerous. They like to take things too, and it looks like they've painted themselves all in purple to look just like purple ninjas, but...
Oh, that's why they could stick on the ceiling like that. Yep, it all makes sense. You see, frogmen are just like frogs, and they have these really sticky toes and sticky feet that help them climb up the walls, and
holy smokes, I'm gonna need some backup,
said Benny, as he called in the rest of HQ, who raced over to the secret tree in the forest, and just like that, they blasted through the door and caught all the frogmen.
Yay! The whole town's donuts were saved. Holy smokes, Benny was so happy to bring this big pile of donuts back to the Donut Man's store.
The Donut Man said,
oh, I missed them so much.
What are you doing?
Benny was pretty confused as he watched this grown-up hug donuts. Benny looked around and said, I think I gotta go. He walked out the door, and the Donut Man was still hugging all of his donuts. Benny raced back home to see Leppy, who was waiting for him at the door.
Great job, Benny,
Leppy said.
You saved all the donuts. You know how many people aren't going to be happy to have their donuts back?
My guess is a lot, but I can think of two that are going to be really happy the donuts are back.
Who's that?
Benny pulled two donuts out of his bag. Me and you, of course.
Are those donuts for us? I'll take the one with the crickets.
The end.
Hey friends, I need your help to, you know what, celebrate a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Annalise, who's turning 6 years old. Anna is a great skier, loves eating fresh baguettes, and loves playing with her big brother, Harvey. Wow, Annalise, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday. Well, friends, I hope you all have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye.